Sometimes bad things happen to other people because of us. Maybe it's something you did or said, or maybe something bad happened to someone because of someone else, but because you were there, somehow it's your fault things went the way they did. Either way, beating yourself up for tragedies you caused or were involved in is really a selfish thing to do, because guess what? Blame and shame and guilt only leads to us hating ourselves. And self-hate is destructive, and the emotional pain then leads to disease in each layer of being. And so needless to say, self-hate lowers the frequency, which keeps the momentum of pain going, and society enforces it. We're indoctrinated to become this way at a very early age. We go to school and our self-worth is determined by grades, and it's degrading when we don't get a pass, when we give it everything we got but we don't fit in, when we are who we are but we're not accepted. And thus, over time, the stories of our lives become this one storyline of never feeling loved, which makes you feel like you aren't good enough. And that's why self-hate is hurting us. But we can change the imprinting. Instead of feeling bad about what you did or didn't do, you need to seek forgiveness. You can do this by accepting that life is a series of lessons, each lesson designed to force you to grow and become a higher version of yourself. And thus, some stories will be dark and hard, if that's what you came here for. Some stories will cause trauma and severe shock, if that's what you came here for. Some stories will lead to death, like murders or suicide or abortion. And some stories will break your heart. But the story is what you came here for. To experience the highs and lows. To learn and to grow. To learn and to grow. But that's only if you do the work. And so the reality is, your side of the story has the lessons you came here to learn. And what happened to other people involved in the story is their side of the story, which means they have their perspective and their lessons to learn. And since you can't change what happened, you can't erase the events. The past is the past, it doesn't actually exist, which means you can let it go. And you can forgive and learn from it, if you want to. You can do the work to see with love. You can then teach and share your wisdom with other humans, to be someone that owns their actions, so you can confidently say, yes, this happened because of me, but this is who I've become because of it. Thus, no matter the story, the question to ask yourself is, who have you become because of it? Are you someone who acts from a place of self-hate? Is your monster in your way? Is some version of fear your main personality trait? If so, then you need to know that you are a menace to society, and it's not an acceptable way to be. For as human beings, we are at a critical time in the world right now. We are being called to awaken to the truth, to unite in love and enter into the new world. The age of Aquarius is upon us, and in the world there is no tolerance for fear, my loves. Here in the new world, we are of good cheer. Here we are about good news. We see the truth. We become someone who helps, someone who is an uplifter, someone who is a master of self, someone who is aligned with love. We are of light and love, and here you are forgiven, and you are loved unconditionally. This is the path of least resistance, whether you believe it or not. Thus, the new world is right here where you are, so don't believe or believe, the choice is yours. But just remember, choices create a reality, and so choose wisely. You might just get stuck between two worlds. That's a hard place to be. Trust me. That's all I have to say. So thank you for listening. A good day.